Hello, everybody. My name is Griff Norton. Welcome back to another broadcast of the Griff Norton Radio Show. It's been a minute. It really has. It's been a while. And it's been rough this year for different reasons. But we've been making it through. Like overall, I think it's been more good than bad. But we've had some rough spots for sure. And I apologize for not doing more towards this, but I've been focusing more on my personal life, trying to get some things together. We're bringing back, well, I'm getting back from further into personal training once again, because finally I've been able to make more time for it. And no time like the present. So we've been making some changes and whatnot. We've been slowly trying to integrate ourselves back into that and hopefully be effective in that arena. So that's open to anyone. If anybody out there is sick of trying to figure stuff out on their own, I'm here. I'm here to help. I make everything easier for you. So all you have to do is work out. Scheduling and everything else is taken care of for you. You don't have to figure out what to do. I got that covered. That's my job. It's what I do. But I will hopefully leave my website in the description. I still have to go back and adjust it, fix some things. But for the most part, everything should be around the same. But I've missed you guys. I really have. I love the podcast, and I'm sad that I don't upload as much as I did last year. But when things get rough, I cut down on some things, and this is one of them. Unfortunately, this has been on that end. Like I've been streaming a lot because ooh, my microphone almost fell over. Jeez, stay up, you little thing. Eventually, I have to replace this. But when things get rough, sometimes we just have to hunker down and take care of what we need to take care of. That's just how it is. And that's okay. That's okay. But I think I have another important message just to kind of, spread to you guys. Please, please, and I cannot stress this enough, message. Those people in your DM list that you haven't messaged in a while that you used to talk to. There's no ill will between you guys. You've just been busy and haven't gotten a chance to talk in a while. Please check on these people. Because a lot of people are struggling right now, including myself. I'm making it through, obviously. I'm trying to do the best I can every day. But other people are they're feeling isolated, they're feeling lonely. Because sometimes life is so stressful, you forget to reach out. You don't have the energy to reach out, and you need somebody to meet you where you're at. So please meet these people where they're at. Listen to them. If you can't do anything else, listen to them. Just, sit there, love them, listen to them. Because there's not a lot we can do from, being across the world sometimes from these people or being in just in different states, different regions of the country or whatever. I don't always have the money to travel and, see these people, but check on these people. If you can, check on them. Because I admit I fail on this often. Like I'm still working on being better about it. But hopefully, is that thunder I'm hearing? Oh yeah, it is supposed to rain. Sorry, it's early. It's early in the AM when I'm recording this. Oh my gosh, I'm worried about the weather. I'm supposed to go running in the morning too. It's like 1 a.m. as I'm recording this. I'm trying to keep up a streak of going running because as you get, hopefully you guys don't know. Maybe you guys don't know. I'm retiring from the military in May. That's like my super big announcement. I'm retiring. I'm done. Oh yeah, it is raining. Oh, poop. That sucks. Oh well, no running for me, I guess. But I've been trying to keep up with running and such because I have one more fitness test to pass before I get out. And hopefully it doesn't affect my getting out. But I do have one more to pass, and I would like to pass it. So I figured, why not? Why not make this happen? Why not go out with a bang? Look my best, feel my best. Oh man. Man, oh man. But it's retirement, so I'm happy to have spent 6 years at least doing something, right? And not just idling by and wasting time. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you about the experience soon. After I retire, I plan on breaking down some things in terms of my experience and how things went. Some other things I have to, some other stories I have to share. But otherwise, I hope you guys are keeping up with keeping up with whatever you need to keep up with. Hope you guys are staying healthy, hydrated, and staying focused. And don't lose sight of what you need to accomplish in life, what you want to accomplish in life. Just, stay focused. And, push yourselves, but don't exhaust yourselves. Don't forget to rest. Don't forget to recuperate. You gotta take care of yourselves. Because it's not fun without you guys around. It's kind of boring around here without any of you guys around. I get bored. It's nice seeing other people around while I'm, doing all the content creation and such that I do. I miss seeing all the peoples and hearing from the peoples and such. And even though, like, when I stream, if there's nobody there, I still, technically stream the same. It doesn't really make that much of a difference. Because honestly, I just do what I do. Anyway, because the show must go on. Like, I'm not doing this for numbers or anything like that, but the show must go on. I'm doing it for fun because I like to stream. It's fun. Play games, laugh, shout, whatever. I will say, I think I can set up something, but I have a donation goal. And this donation goal is for not only for stream stuff, but also some personal training items that I would like to be able to purchase. That would help me out, as being a virtual coach is not necessarily the easiest thing because I can't always because the person, I should say, can't always do exactly what I do. So giving them a lot of alternatives is an important part. So I need, different pieces of equipment that they may be able to purchase for themselves and whatnot, but I would like to be able to purchase different things, resistance bands and all this other stuff that they could have in their homes to make things easier. Because when you're investing in when you buy into a personal trainer, when you spend money on a personal trainer, you're investing in yourself. It's an investment. It is an investment. Any equipment you buy, that's an investment into your own health, into your longevity. So I just need your guys' help to reach these goals so I can continue to do what I love to do here and on Twitch and on, well, sometimes YouTube. Still working on that part. But as far as Twitch and as far as Twitch in here goes, I want to be a little bit more consistent, and that's honestly where you guys come in. Like the donation amount is pretty hefty, but it is what's going to keep me here, keep me afloat, keep me taking care of the necessities and all that other good stuff as well. So if you guys can donate, donations are appreciated. Always. Always. I never take donations for granted. I really don't. Because anybody who's ever has donated, I made sure they got a thank you. Because people, I mean, because people do nice things that, they deserve a thank you. And we will be celebrating my retirement by doing a charity stream in June, either June or July. I'm gonna double check on that and see when I can make that happen. We're gonna be doing it with Able Gamers, hopefully. Is the goal, right? I wanna be able to do it with Able Gamers. But if we can't, I will be able to do it with, I hope they're still around. Child's Play, yes. Child's Play is still around. Good, good. Those are the two charity organizations that I am willing to work with. And I want to do a charity a charity stream for Able Gamers. And you can look those up in your own time to see exactly what they're about, to see how legit they are. But I can tell you these are two organizations that I trust a lot. I did a charity stream for Able Game, not for Able Gamer, but for Child's Play. And look up Child's Play charity. Don't just look up Child's Play because you get the Chucky movie. Because that's one of Chucky's movies. But it is a pretty sweet charity organization. Both are. And they do amazing things for people to get them games to make sure that they're able to play games. And those things are very near and dear to my heart because, I like video games and I like to make sure, and I want to make sure that anybody that wants to play can get a chance to play, has a chance to play. And that's what these two charity organizations do. Oh, like that's just, general summarization. So we're trying to do big things. So your support is always, always, always appreciated and needed. It really is. I appreciate all the attention these episodes get. I really do. And I'm sorry that I haven't been the most active here this year. We're in March. And April is soon to come in like a day. But I'm happy that anybody who has stuck around is around. I know it's been months since you've heard from me. For some of you, it's been months. It's been weeks since I've uploaded. I have a few good episodes I wanted to upload, but I started live streaming some podcast episodes, so I gotta cut the VOD into pieces and find those particular pieces of where to cut it off and whatnot, and then upload those because those are like an hour long or so. Because I do that sometimes before I switch to a game, so I'll try to make sure some of those get to you guys. Because we do have some good questions and good things that are said on there. But I sincerely appreciate you guys. But I'm gonna put the donation link because it's gonna go through Stream Elements. I believe, I hope, right? We're trying to find these things. But I'm bringing back gym streams and stuff like that. Gym streams, if you guys don't know, I do them late at night because that's when I go to the gym. So it's pretty interesting, but you get all kinds of tips and stuff from me. I know a lot of people can't make those because it's late at night. It literally is. It literally is in the middle of the night. So that's funny. To me, that's kind of funny because I'm like, man, out of all the times I could stream, like, really? You're gonna stream late at night? What a guy. What a guy. That's okay. But I'm gonna put the link. I'm just looking at it right now, but I'm gonna put the link for the tip page in the description. If you want to help us out, copy and paste it, click it, whatever you can do to the link. Copy and paste to your browser, or just click it directly if it allows you to. Because the support is definitely appreciated. Definitely appreciated. Whatever you can donate, obviously. I'm not going to ask for, like, I need $10 million. $30 trillion. Trust me, if I had $1 billion, my girlfriend knows, I would give it away. I would give a lot of it away and keep some of it to myself, but I would give as much of it as I could responsibly away, without leaving myself in the pit. Oh, man. Because I give where I can. I honestly do. I love giving back to you guys, giving to charity, giving time, not even just giving money, but giving time, giving talent, and all that good stuff that I can give. Time, especially, because that's limited. So I appreciate you guys for what you do. Link will be there in the description. Check it out. I really do appreciate you guys for being here. And for those who are new around here, this is your first episode you're seeing or hearing. They're usually better than this. I've just been away for so long because I've been busy doing my own thing and trying to get stuff together and on my personal side. Big moves are being made. Big moves. Small steps, big moves. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I will have another one out for you next month. And that's my promise, is one episode. One episode. At least one episode. But thank you guys. Again, appreciate all the help. I appreciate any attention this podcast gets. And I will hopefully be able to catch you guys very, very soon. Peace.